Hi, everyone. Welcome to NMR. It's your mother and your father.
Yes, hello,
Hello,
mommy. When is this one
Darren.
gonna air? When is this one gonna
This
air?
great question. This one will be on Patreon early, like probably today. We're recording this on Friday, and then it'll be on public on Sunday the 25th.
Okay, so we're missing your big birthday day. Well, then
That's
happy
right.
birthday, John
Thank
Thresher.
you. I'm
What are we doing to
21.
celebrate? Yes, 2022, babe. 22. Be
Well,
sweet to yourself. Be
okay,
twenty. You're
22,
22.
you're right.
Yeah.
I'm more mature than 21, so that's a good point.
Exactly.
Yes, 22 years old. Hi, guys.
Hi.
What am I doing to celebrate? Darren, I don't know if you're aware. Well, I'm sure you are actually, because you're on the East Coast. There's a gigantic storm coming,
I
and
know, trust me, I'm supposed to fly out on Sunday
oh no.
back to LA. And like, what's weird though about this weather? First off, like the Costco line this morning was crazy. I understand that like big storms happen, but I just find that people really over exaggerate these
They
things and
tend
they
to do
really
that,
freak out. And I'm not saying this flight couldn't be canceled, like sure, but everyone's like, "Well, what are you going to do?" And I'm like, "I'll just
we'll
get
figure it out.
on the
Another
next
flight?
flight like that is available." Like people are just like every time it's like baby's first storm when these things
I
happen. Like,
know.
you know?
This one does seem to be bigger than usual, so I will give those that crowd that, but
Yes.
I think, remember the early days of the pandemic where like you couldn't find milk and toilet paper because people thought we were gonna, which of course that's a whole different thing because that is basically what happened, but I don't know.
Right.
It's just like, do we need to like
I
completely
can't
buy
remember
every
a
single
time
piece of
in my
bread?
life. And I'm just talking about where I live. Like it could be entirely different when you're in a suburb, and I understand that. But like I can't think of a time in my life where like I couldn't go to a grocery store
And just
like
get the thing
and
you
just get the things that
need.
I need, but like where we've been snowed in, can't go anywhere for 4 days. Obviously, I'm lucky enough I live in a suburb of a city where like if I had to, I could walk to a grocery store. And that
Yeah, of
grocery store has
course.
always been open. So you understand that there's different conversations. Do you remember were you in the city for Hurricane Irene in like 2011?
I think it was right before I moved up there.
Okay, so this was before Superstorm Sandy, which
Sandy
obviously
was,
half the city was gone. And I understand Superstorm Sandy, but I remember all of us like hunkered down
Yes,
in
I
my
do
apartment on
remember
the Upper West
this.
Side. Like people bought candles. It was
Oh
literally
my
nothing. It
God.
ended up just being rain. And I'm not saying that this won't be anything, but like, will I be able on? It's not like I'm never going to fly back to LA.
Yeah, I know, it's true. Well, first of all, let me tell you, yes, I feel like for New York City, it looks like it's hitting on Sunday. So that's for you to take
Yeah, well,
what
I
you
have a
need to.
7 a.m. flight, so I'm hoping that I'll kind of miss it. And that's another thing. Every time I talk to someone, they're like, it's not going to start till 4 p.m. Then another person, nope, height of the storm is 9 a.m.
Storm.
I'm like, well, are we listening to different, like, weather should
Let's talk
be
about,
the thing on news channels
that they get
that is
right.
like, would be, or well, not even get right, I would think would be consistent.
You would think that. I feel like forecasts have gotten so much worse as we've gotten older. How's that? I
I
think
don't,
that
yeah, I
makes
feel like we
sense.
should have it like, I mean, forecasts are forecasts. And like, obviously, you can't predict everything. Like, a sudden wind change, like, these things help. But like,
It's
if I'm
true.
watching CNN or I'm watching Fox News, I feel like the Doppler radar, whatever they
Should be the
use,
same.
should be pretty much the
We should all be
same.
looking at the same exact science. No, that's
Because
true. I agree with you
it's
on
not
that.
political, it's just
We're
weather,
not
it's not
voting
opinion
on
based.
the snowstorms,
It's just,
guys.
it's not even opinion based. It's just like, when will the height of the storm hit? Like, it should be the same across channels. I have a strong
Well, I will
feeling
say
about
this.
this.
I'll say this. The weather app on the iPhone, I don't really mess with because it tends to not be accurate. I will just tell you, in my opinion and in my experience, the
Yeah.
WeatherBug app, it's called WeatherBug, has been what has been the most consistent and accurate for me in my journey in life. So take that information for anyone listening
I
and
use
run with it.
AccuWeather, but maybe I'll use WeatherBug. Maybe that
Yeah,
makes
I mean, it just
sense.
seems to, it seems to work. But nonetheless, be careful, Darren, and anyone else that's in the eye or in the path of this big storm. I know in the south, actually, there's, which you would think would be warmer, though, they're supposed to be getting more like freezing rain, which is, of course, really scary
No,
because
and
then
that's like,
that's
yeah,
like
it's
really
supposed to affect
mess.
like half the country or half the people in the country, is what they were saying. So, like,
It's crazy.
I get it. I just, it's, And listen, like, everyone's concerned about me, and I understand that. But sometimes I just get so frustrated because people will make me stressed about something that I really cannot control, right?
I know
Like,
this about you,
I have to work on Saturday night. I have to work. So, like, I can't fly out on Saturday night, which obviously, sure, I'd normally take a red eye or something like back to LA. So, like, people are like, well, what, you know, and they're just like asking so many questions. I'm like, I don't know. I'm just going to deal with it as I deal with it. Like, I
Yeah, I
don't
can
really
imagine.
know,
Yeah, in
you
your
know?
situation where you're talking to a lot of people and you came back from LA, they're like, well, what are you gonna do? Like, I can see you specifically getting asked that a million different times. You were also on the Today Show recently again, right? So,
I was on the Today Show, so I'm recording this. We had a couple scheduling things this week because I was traveling. So I was on the Today Show this last Thursday, yesterday, for when we're recording this. It was so fun. We did vibration
I
plates.
saw
Did you
this.
see
I
my,
loved it.
have you heard of
Yes.
it? Have you heard of
No, I
vibration?
didn't. No, I just saw your little clip, but I didn't know much more than what was
All
in the
the
clip.
TikTok girlies are doing it.
Oh, okay. Well, that's
And it's
me,
supposed to
so.
basically aid your like lymphatic drainage. I call it like an
Okay.
additive. Like, it's not one of those things where it's like 10 minutes a day, you'll lose 30 pounds in a month. It's supposed to really, once you work out, post-workout, it's good for muscle soreness. It's good for lymphatic drainage. It like keeps your balance. It's supposed to kind of trigger what reflexes and muscles come in when you balance a little bit, like surfing. So that's really what it is. I
I
heard you're
love
back
that.
on your fitness grind though, so I thought
I
maybe
was
you
just
would
gonna
find
say,
these vibration plates help.
maybe I will try those out, but I have to tell you, I live in Pittsburgh and I work out at a certain gym. I won't say anything more than that because, I have so many fans here that are just following me, into all these different
And they know your
places.
gym schedule too. I
And they
mean,
know
yeah,
my
I'm
gym
sure.
schedule and everything,
Totally.
right? But let me tell you something. I'm sure I've talked about this before. But my gym has not only, I just changed gyms. My gym now has not only a sauna, but also a hot tub. And I have to tell you, which is, by the way, for some reason, it is a luxury thing to have those things in Pittsburgh. I can't find anywhere else that has those two things in one spot. But anyway,
Sure.
I know in New York and other places it's easy to find, but not in Pittsburgh. But anyway,
I've never belonged to a gym, so I have no idea what's in a gym or not.
you don't know what's in a gym. Wait, what?
I don't
Oh,
know.
you've
I've
never
never
been like a
belonged,
member?
never. So I don't know what's in a locker room facility. Obviously, I know the jacuzzi or sauna wouldn't be in the gym. I know what's in gyms, but you know, some locker rooms, obviously, I'm sure it's in the men's locker room, right? Can you sauna with anyone or
Yes,
just
sauna.
men?
Well, sauna is in the locker rooms, and then the hot
Okay,
tub
right.
is in the general like pool area. But I have to
Gotcha.
tell you, the recovery at my old age of 22, which don't forget, I am 22 today or tomorrow,
Right.
is so much better after when you like heat up your bones and muscles after a good
Well, what's
workout.
better? Because, like, I also heard like cold baths are good. And I'm
Yeah,
not saying
cold
that's more corporate, but
plunges.
like, what's better? Like, I guess I need to do a little research. Like, do you do cold plunge after and heat before? Do you do both? Like,
I only
what do you
know this
think?
because of professional athletes, tennis players. Tennis players, after a long match, will do the cold plunge. They'll do an ice bath, and that's supposed to get the inflammation of your muscles down. And that is
Right.
fine. Like, if you're competing over 2 weeks, like they are, you need your inflammation to go down so you don't, risk your injury and all that type of
Sure.
stuff. At least for me, what the sauna does is it like, it just feels like it's my soreness specifically is recovering. And then on top of that, I sleep like a baby. It's like the best sleep I've ever
That's the
had after
best.
I've had that.
Really?
Yeah, that's just me. And I don't have great sleep hygiene, I'm gonna be honest here on the show. Like, I could definitely
What are we
what's
what do we mean by sleep
well,
hygiene? What
you're
are
thinking,
we
maybe you're thinking
saying?
I think you're thinking cleanliness when when I
Well,
say hygiene. Well, sleep hygiene is more like how you take care of your sleep. Like, it's not necessarily like the cleanliness. Oh my God. Here, I'm gonna look it up. Sleep hygiene.
Yeah, sweetie, you got to
'Cause
help
your
me out.
face,
Because I'm
sleep
thinking
hygiene.
you're like, I'm sleeping in trash. I'm sleeping in my
No,
own
no, no,
filth. I
no.
never brush my teeth. I'm
No,
wearing the
that's
same
dental
clothes.
hygiene. Like, think of it,
Well,
apply it differently. Apply it differently.
sweetie,
Sleep hygiene refers to habits and environmental practices that promote consistent quality sleep, focusing on a regular schedule, a cool, dark, quiet bedroom, and avoiding stimulants like caffeine or screens. before bed. So
Right.
hygiene, you're thinking, of course, like personal hygiene is
Yeah,
one
yeah, yeah. I
thing.
would say
Sleep
like you don't have a
hygiene
good like
is.
sl I see what you're I see the term. I would say like I don't have good sleep like
I'm sleeping.
behaviors. I'm like, are you sleeping in trash?
I'm
Like
sleeping in a dumpster outside on Route 10.
it's
Yeah,
all
yeah.
possible. Yeah. Well, listen, I
Are
mean, I
you
think a lot of people
sleeping in
don't.
trash, Rahim?
I
Yeah.
have to sleep in a cold, dark
I was
room.
gonna say you have to have perfect sleep hygiene because you are like bi-coastal on almost a weekly basis, it seems, right?
It's really hard. I mean, it's mostly hard because my partner is always cold.
Oh my God,
And
she
so,
is always
like,
cold. You're right.
she's always cold. Not her fault.
No, I
Like,
know.
she's just always cold. And
Yeah,
I'm kind of always hot. So, in order to
yeah.
sleep appropriately, like, she sleeps with like a
I can't
heating
even
pad because
imagine.
I'm like,
Yeah.
I cannot right now.
Oh my
And it,
God.
and what's worse, which is also the best, is like, I'll be cold, I'll be under a cover, and then Snoopy will be on top of me, and then Nadine will be next to
Oh.
me, and it's like fabulous for like 12 minutes, and then
And
all of a
then
sudden I start to sweat and I'm like,
no.
who do I kill first? Because I can't kill my dog, right? Because my dog is everything to me,
Yeah,
and
you
that's
don't do
great.
that one, yeah.
I can't kill my partner because like then what am I gonna do? Go to prison? So like
Listen,
what are my options?
if you do do this, at least give me the scoop so we can talk, so I can talk about it on
Right, like
here.
how I did it.
Yeah,
Right.
like how you did it, where the bodies are, things like
Sure.
that. Yeah.
Sure. Yeah, I gotta figure it out. Do you look at your phone before bed? Is that the problem?
I don't really, well, listen, the problem is very seasonal as well. For example, in the winter, when I'm not seeing the sun for literally weeks at a time, the circadian rhythm of your sleep gets messed with. And then, like, it's like you're in a casino because it's like it's dark all day long. You don't know what time it is. Like, so I think, like, in the winters for me, it's like very difficult to stay in a rhythm for that particular reason.
Sure.
Another thing I should think about too, how many cups of coffee should I have in one day? How much caffeine? I'm one of those people that started drinking caffeine-free Diet Coke, like everybody's grandmothers once did.
Oh my God,
And
Nadine bought that accidentally because it's like that gold label on Diet Coke. And I took it
Not
out
your
of like, I
thing.
should
It's
think she got like
different.
Target. And I was like, babe, are we my grandmother right now? And
Yeah,
she
I
was like, I
know.
didn't mean to get caffeine free. And it
Yeah.
still has like a little caffeine in it. You know,
Yeah.
caffeine free really
Okay.
isn't like decaf coffee still
Yeah.
has a
A
little
little
caffeine
caffeine,
in
yeah.
it. You know, so it's not, and to be fair, like it's fine. But when I opened it up, the taste is just,
It's very
it's
different than regular
different.
Diet Coke, yeah.
Yeah. I
I
think it's less
stopped.
about the amount, by the way. Sorry to interrupt. I
No, go
think it's
ahead.
when you drink it.
Yes, that's what I was gonna say. So, like, I don't drink any Diet Coke anymore. I've given that up last year, and it's been actually very good for me overall, like in terms of my health. But when I was drinking regular Diet Coke, I couldn't, or even coffee, like I was just saying, I had to make sure I did not have a sip of it after like 4 o'clock, or I was going to be up. It was going to be in my system the rest of the day. And I notice on days where I don't have any coffee, I do sleep a lot better. So it's just one of those things where it's like
It
in my
makes
system, you
sense.
know?
I can't
Yeah.
go a day without coffee. I mean, I
Same.
mean, I
I'm
could,
having it right
but
now for everyone
yeah,
listening.
I having it right now too.
It's
I usually
delicious.
just have like my morning cups
Yeah,
and then I'm
what?
done. But
Yeah.
sometimes I do need that, like, especially when I'm here
Yeah, for
because
sure.
my schedule's all off. So even if I try to get 8 hours of sleep, when I wake up, I'm really groggy, A, because it takes me a long time to go to bed, and because waking up at 8:30 here is really 5:30 in LA. So like I'd always be tired at 5:30 in LA, even if I went to bed at 9 o'clock, which I'm not doing, you know? So it's
Right,
like
right, right.
it's such a hard, like this morning was the first time I'd woken up in a while where my alarm went off and I was like, I knew I was home, right? But I was like, what do I have to do today? Like I really had to think in
Yeah.
my mind where I was like, wait, why am I waking up at 8:30? Like what do I have to do? And like, thank God I'm a woman that lives by her calendar because I was like, oh yeah,
You
like I'm
do.
recording with John. I have a call. I have to go into the city. Like I knew I
Oh,
had work to do. I
yeah.
just couldn't figure out what that work was. It was so weird.
Oh,
It was like,
geez. Why do you
it
think
was a
that
little,
happened?
I think because my timing's really off. Like when I get up, I'm so groggy,
Oh, I
even though
see.
I got about 7 hours of sleep, which is pretty good for me. You know, I try to get eight. It's just really hard here. It's just
I
so
was just going
hard
to say,
because of the
and
times. It's just
I was going to
hard.
say, yeah, traveling back and forth like that, like it's only 3 hours, but it is a significant change for your
Yeah,
body.
definitely.
One of the last things, first of all, I just want to say I'm still recovering from finding out that Hale and Hardy went
I know.
under or whatever they did.
So sad.
RIP, Hale and Hardy, we'll always remember you. Other establishments that I need to bring up, and this could be how we end the show.
Here we go.
You have your thing with
Trying to think if anyone on Patreon wrote about Hale and Hardy. I was just opening up the Patreon app as I.
I don't think so, but check and see. I know that you have a thing with feet on airplanes, and you have every right to that. I think that's
I also have
insane.
another rule to add. I'm adding another rule. I'm just saying.
Okay, we'll get to that
Yep.
one. But I recently went to IKEA for maybe the third time in the last couple of months. Like sometimes, honestly, like if I don't have a lot going on like a Sunday, I'll be like, I'm gonna go out to IKEA and just kind of, do I need a new spatula? No. Am I gonna buy one? Yeah, it's 84
Yes,
cents. Of course
right.
I am. And that's, by the way, literally what I did the other day. But what is it? I mean, have you been in an IKEA recently or in the
Yeah.
last like
When,
year or
let me tell you
two?
something. When you buy a house,
Yeah, you're an
you're at
IKEA
three
alum.
places every weekend. You
Yeah.
don't even really know why.
Yeah,
Costco, Home Depot, IKEA.
and IKEA. That's
Also,
right.
I live by the biggest IKEA, I think in the, at least in the country,
What?
maybe in the world. I think in the country.
So, in your IKEA that you've been in most weekends, is it a thing for you like it is for me where I'm walking and you're in the downstairs part, which is like, I think it's called the marketplace. Is that what that part is
Yeah.
called? Okay.
Also, correction, the biggest IKEA is in the Philippines. This is the biggest one in the United States that I live by.
States. That's actually
Yes.
amazing. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I
North
kind of want to go
America's
there.
largest. You
Wow.
should.
I
It's
should.
actually really great. And also the
Okay.
candy at IKEA is great. Either way, neither here nor
Candy.
there. Just,
That's
yeah, the
neither here
candy.
nor there yet it is, but we'll get back to that.
Yeah.
My thing is that I'm trying to get at here because I'm taking too long is for some reason, every time I go to IKEA, people just don't know how to walk. And I don't know
Like
why it's
follow the
just,
arrows or the
I don't know
pacing
if
of
it's
it.
that, but it's like I'll turn like a corner and then I'll have like a full grown adult just barreling towards me where I have to like Super Bowl style, like football player kind of like
Like
break
diddy
their
diddy
knees to
diddy,
get the fuck out
yeah.
of the way. Yeah, exactly. And I'm like, why does this keep happening to me in IKEA? Like, and it only happens at IKEA. And there's usually like a couple
Are you the problem?
arguing.
Are you the problem?
Am I the problem? Am I the one sleeping in the trash? Am I the one that's the problem?
I mean, you said it, not me. The assumption
Yeah.
there, and you knew the assumption was going to be that. So, can we
Well,
really?
I gave you the benefit of the doubt that you would have heard of sleep hygiene some other time in your life, but I guess that was
The
asking
way
too
you looked
much.
at me, though, that you were like, I was like,
I saw you. I was
and
like,
you were like,
something.
you're thinking.
Yeah, I knew what you were thinking. You're like, wait, what's your sleep hygiene? But anyway, I don't know. IKEA's great, I guess, but it's just, I feel like I'm constantly playing football and like, I don't know sports like that. So if
Right.
everyone could just get away from me, actually, that would be really great. Could you please take your cart full of like plates and rugs and get the fuck out of my way? If you see me in IKEA, turn around and go the other way. Don't come barreling towards me like a goddamn quarterback. Well, the quarterbacks don't even do that. What's the which one comes after the people on the football field?
Good one. Yeah. I
Which
mean,
one like what's the name of the defensive line? I don't know.
Well, the defensive line is protecting like their
The
offense.
quarterback? Okay.
Yeah. I don't know. But sports.
I don't do sports. That and just leave me alone at IKEA. Okay, that's the
Well, I mean, to be fair, IKEA is a little bit because you're like it, stuck in the maze and you're in
That's
it. It's
exactly,
like you're
yes.
committed to it. So there's not really any place that you can go. You can't really go back. You could do shortcuts here and
Yeah.
there because they do have
Yeah.
that map up where it's like that. But
It's like a Mario game.
I think people in general forget that other people exist in this
I
world. I
know.
genuinely think that. Also, new
Yeah.
rule on airplanes, and I think I've mentioned this before.
Oh, yeah, tell me.
You have to sleep. You have to just, everyone has to close their window.
Yeah, 100%.
I'm
There's no
sorry.
reason to look out
There,
at the
A, there's
window.
nothing to see out there. Unless someone's like, the pilot comes on and is like, hey, if you're on the right side of
There's a
the plane,
unicorn.
go see the Grand Canyon. I understand that. People lift up their window. But afterwards, there's a light above you.
Shut it back down.
Shut it back down because there's people who are sleeping, especially me on a 6 a.m. flight. And I was next to the nicest guy. He was so nice to me, but he kept the window open the whole time. And I felt like I really couldn't say anything. And he had his light on. Young guy, young guy. And I was like, everyone is sleeping on this flight. Literally, everyone is sleeping on
Every
this flight.
single
Every
person.
window was down. Like, do you, like, why do you have to have the window open? Why?
The thing that happens on airplanes is that you realize that people don't have self-awareness. That's the same thing as IKEA. IKEA is basically like an airplane when you think about it.
It
Yeah,
just
think about that for a second.
blows my mind.
Well, guys, this has been a fun
Blows my
NMR. It's good to get
mind.
all this stuff off of our chest, isn't it? At least once a week, just getting on here.
To get my like complaints about everything going on.
I like the
What
big sigh.
are
Yeah.
you? Tell me about what you're gonna do
For
for
my birthday.
your birthday.
Well, really nothing. Like I said, I think the snow is coming. I was originally going to go skiing slash snow tubing with some family, but once I saw not even the storm, but once I saw the high for the day, which is 16, I was like, I'm not going to be outside and I'm not going down a hill going 45 miles per hour, with my getting my face chapped.
Right. Fair.
I'm trying to exist in this world. And
That's fair. That's
yeah,
fair.
so once I saw this was coming, I was like, guys, I appreciate all the love and interest. I was like, let's postpone this. Like, let's still do a birthday thing another weekend. I just don't want to have to be driving through anything either. That's a whole nightmare. Here's another thing. Speaking of old age, at 22, I don't want to
Yeah.
drive anymore, really. If it's after sunset, like, I would rather stay in and like watch Wheel of Fortune. That's where I am in my life. So,
Yeah, I don't love driving at night.
yeah, it's not
In
fun.
general. Well, it's also like talk about people being annoying in IKEA. Imagine people being on the roads. Like they're
That's
just
what I
even
mean.
worse.
And then
They're
in a
just even
winter
worse.
storm, yeah, like not
I
happening.
really want to make a resolution in some
Oh,
form of way
okay.
that I think people in general, and I think a lot of things that are happening in like politics right now, like we're only like 3 weeks into January, and it
Isn't that
already feels like
crazy?
we have been in 2026 for a year
For a
just based
fight.
on the news. Like Maduro
Yeah.
being captured is like 10 scandals ago.
I know, it feels like,
And
yeah, years ago.
just everything right now with going on in Iran, and obviously I feel very
I know,
close to
yeah.
that because my
Right.
family, my in-laws are Iranian. Just like seeing what people are saying online or not saying online, or just it just makes me realize that there's life outside of like the internet. And
For sure.
I really hope that people kind of get back to their roots of like going outside and enjoying life a little bit more and not
Yeah.
necessarily just consume themselves with news, because I just find that the
Oh, for
general
sure.
public has gotten so much angrier, including myself. And I think part of that has to do with just like the unfettered access that everyone has to everybody right now. So it's like you could be fighting with somebody who you'd never normally see, who you'd never normally care about, who has nothing in common with you. And you're like, you're in a screaming match with these people, you know? So I just want to like, even though the storm is coming, don't sit inside all day and just like be on the internet reading your algorithm, people. Like, we got to go outside and enjoy life as
Yeah,
far
go
as I'm
build a
concerned.
snowman or something. That's the other thing you could do,
Yeah,
Yeah.
exactly.
Well, good words, nice words, very well put, Darren. And we are going to go record a very interesting episode for next Sunday, although if you are a patron, Radish or Sussy Radish, you're going to get it early. It's a different format, let's just say, for this next episode. So I'm excited to see how it plays out. And Darren, thank you
Yeah.
for the birthday love and support.
Yes.
And I will see you next time when I'm 22.
The biggest happy birthdays. And guys,
Thank
hopefully
you.
my audio sounds better.
Oh, yes, we should talk about that.
John had me get a new
Yes.
microphone and
John had me get.
it had me get and took me a minute. to figure it
It's so
out.
good, though. No, you
But
figured it out perfectly. Yeah, you were great.
I hope it sounds better because John knows all my IT things. So,
Yeah,
yes.
I'm Darren's IT desk, and when she's traveling,
Always.
these particular microphones sounded perfect for her. And yeah, you can hear her loud and clear. I'm gonna actually have to turn you maybe down a little bit. That's how great
Oh.
they are. Oh,
Oh. Sound like
silencing
everyone in my
women.
life.
Yeah, silencing
Silencing women,
women.
hate women. What did I
Hate
write on
women.
your Oh,
I
wait.
saw that.
You had an
Yeah, go
Instagram
ahead.
post that was like, I'm gonna butcher this entirely, but you
I
were
can
like,
tell you, yeah.
it was about
Okay.
tennis. It was about a tennis star.
It was about a if she was actually an Olympic swimmer.
Oh, swimmer. That's right. That's right. That's right.
I'll just say this without getting political. I made a little bit of a joke, a tongue-in-cheek joke of me wearing 2012 gold medalist Missy Franklin's gold medal, and I said, "Wow, I won a gold
Stolen
medal in the
valor.
women's
Yeah.
100 meter backstroke now. Thanks, Missy Franklin." And Darren was like, "Wow, all it takes is you is like a woman doing the work." And I'm like, "Okay, I'm gonna delete this
Or it
probably,
was, you
but."
mentioned something about how, like, yeah, just another man, like, taking
Oh yeah,
over
I
from
did say
women.
that.
And I wrote, like, I've thought about this about you
Yeah, that's what it
for
was. Here, I'll pull it up. I've been saying this about you for years. Three likes. Who's liking this? Hold on, let me check. Okay, Ashlyn Laws Rich, we're fighting. Steffi Hope, I think you're a listener of the
Yeah, you're in
show. How
trouble.
could
Yes,
you?
yeah, you're in trouble, Steph. So God forbid
Yeah.
you agree with me about John's
Yeah.
misogyny.
By the way, it's the only
Typical.
comment on my post. So thank you for really making that obvious and painful at the same time.
Typical.
All right, we'll
Typical.
see you guys for next week's episode. Bye
Yeah, make sure you
bye.
get those sleep hygiene. Okay.
Yep, bye bye.